With a look at your sports here on this Monday morning, January 10th, I'm Travis Krenz. Final week of the NFL season yesterday. We now know the playoff matchups coming up here this weekend as the Colts, they were the big losers, Indianapolis. All they had to do was beat Jacksonville to get into the playoffs. They lose 26-11. Jacksonville with the worst record in the NFL this season at 3-14. So that opened up the door for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They took advantage. Pittsburgh, they make the playoffs with a 16-13 overtime victory over Baltimore. Sunday Night Football, maybe the game of the night last night in Vegas. The Raiders, they defeat the Chargers 35-32. Daniel Carlson hit a 47-yard field goal as time expired in overtime. That gives the Raiders a playoff spot and eliminates the LA Chargers. Buffalo, they clinch their second consecutive AFC East title. They defeat the Jets 27-10. Also, the Tennessee Titans, they're the number one seed in the AFC. They hold on to defeat Houston 28-25. In the NFC, San Francisco clinched a playoff spot. They beat the Rams in overtime, 27-24. Also, the Rams, despite that loss, still division champs because Arizona, they lost to Seattle, 38-30. Vikings end the season with a 31-17 win over the Bears. And the Packers, they rest their star players in the second half. Green Bay loses to Detroit, 37-30. So here's the NFL playoffs this weekend. Saturday, 3:30, your first game on NBC. It's the Raiders at Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Saturday night on CBS at 7:15, it's New England at Buffalo. Three games on Sunday, noon on Fox, it's the Eagles at Tampa Bay. Sunday at 3:30 on CBS, it's San Francisco at Dallas. And your Sunday night game, the Chiefs host Pittsburgh 7:15 on NBC. And your Monday night, yes, there's a Monday night playoff game coming up next week. It is Arizona at the Rams at 7:15 on ESPN and ABC. The Titans and Green Bay, your number one seeds, they get a bye in the AFC and NFC. Over the weekend, Dakota Wesleyan women's basketball, they dropped just their fourth game of the season. They lost at number 22 Concordia on Saturday, 90-58. The men, they also lost at Concordia Saturday, 88-71. Dakota Wesleyan back at home at the Corn Palace for a Wednesday night doubleheader at 6 o'clock versus Midland. Mitchell Gymnastics up in Brookings on Saturday. They won the Patty Jorgensen invite with a very impressive 148 points. They were 6 points better than second place Watertown. Mitchell Gymnastics, they've won all six of their competitions this season. And Mitchell Colonel Basketball back at Huron at the Huron Arena tomorrow night for a girls and boys doubleheader. 6 o'clock for the girls game, 7:30 for the boys. We'll have coverage of that one starting at 5:45 tomorrow afternoon on KORN. With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Travis Krenz.